Orchestra Iowa's program opens with Jonathan Chenette's Rural Symphony. Dr. Chenette was a graduate of Butler University and the University of Chicago. Currently, he is the Dean of Faculty and serves as a professor of music at Vassar College. Jonathan talks about the three movements in his new work: row crops and livestock, milking time, and becoming prairie. He speaks about his own background as well.
So I was a faculty member at Grinnell College for 25 years, from 1983 to 2008. I got very involved with a wonderful organization in the state called the Iowa Composers Forum, which has really been a great support for composers in the state. And I've had a number of pieces performed in this space and around the state as a result of that organization. So as I said, I moved to Iowa in 1983, and I felt very deeply rooted in Iowa, but I realized as I was living here that I hadn't done very much. For instance, I'd never set foot in a livestock barn. I had never actually walked through a cornfield or participated in the shearing of sheep or anything like that. But an opportunity came around in the year 2000 to there was a nationwide project to create a new piece of music in a partnership between composers and communities outside the major cultural centers of the state. So I was paired up with Fort Dodge, Iowa, and spent about 3 days, organized by the Blandin Memorial Art Museum, a wonderful art museum in Fort Dodge, interviewing farmers, going to the last family dairy operation in that part of the state, and visiting a prairie. And basically, I carried a tape recorder with me wherever I went, and those sounds became the source of much of the music you're going to hear in the first piece on tonight's concert. It's called Rural Symphony. The beginning of my piece starts with kind of a heroic fanfare. It's in the mood of the Eroica Symphony, and to me it's the heroism of the farmer struggling on in spite of bleak economic circumstances. And yet the fanfare, the heroic melody kind of gets cut off a little early and has this little weird hind end. And well, the second movement was actually, it'll be much more obvious to you that I'm really evoking a very specific environment. So I was in a milking parlor, as I said, the last milking parlor in Webster County, I think, certainly the last family operation. And the woman I was talking to milks cows 3 hours every morning and 3 hours every evening, and has like 5 hours in the middle of the day where she is a practicing visual artist who paints cows. But in any event, the sounds of the milking parlor were, I mean, she was running cows through the parlor while I was talking to her. So there was this rhythmic, which you will hear in the percussion. There were clanking gates as the cow, you know, the cows were waiting to be milked. They really want to be milked. And so there are clanks of the gates in this piece. You'll hear cowbells. There's this little spot where it's kind of nervous in anticipation. It's like the cows, before they're getting fed, coming to the fence and can't wait to be milked. So that piece is filled with the sound of a milking parlor. And then the third movement, which is called Becoming Prairie, is filled with the sounds of insects and birds that I recorded at Calzo Prairie, just west of Fort Dodge. It's a beautiful remnant prairie that was never plowed. And I, again, just stood out in the middle of the field, made a recording, took it home to my computer, and then slowed it way down because a lot of the sounds were really high and fast, and I couldn't figure out how to make them music. But when I slowed them way down, I was able to transcribe them and give them to the woodwinds. You'll hear a section, a couple sections of the piece where primarily the woodwinds are playing these very slowed down versions of bird calls, insects. There's a bumblebee, kind of this very low, buzzy sound in the bassoon. And so that's the inspiration of the third movement. And again, my goal was to sort of paint a portrait of, a musical portrait of rural Iowa at the turn of the 21st century. In this piece, it was for a very specific occasion. It was marking the millennium, the year 2000, and it was for an audience in rural Iowa, and it was for a place that I love and where I'd lived for 17 years but never set foot in a milking parlor until then. And I felt I owed it to these people that I had borrowed ideas from to make something that resonated with them and that was, that they would find beautiful. One of the most rewarding things was having those people who I'd interviewed come to my pre-concert talk at the premiere and then sit in the audience and then come up to me afterwards and say, thank you so much for listening, for putting it into the music. And, you know, I think people have a story to tell, and that one of my goals as a composer is to help tell that story in a way that will show their nobility, their fears, their problems, but ultimately preserve really wonderful people and the things they believe in the lives that they live.